Lyle Gardner, 85, reciting poetry and singing from memory.
Approximately 40 years ago, I was working up at Rocky Brook, cutting pulp for the Norther. I was bunking in the lower bunk with Sammy Oakes. Sammy Oakes. He sang this song, and I learned it from him. On a cold winter night, not a star was in sight, and the north wind came howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer with order to go on number nine. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, and the joy in his heart he could not hide. All the world it was right when she told him that night, on the morrow she'd be his loving bride. Oh, the wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along, and black smoke came pouring from the set, and the headlight it gleamed seemed to brighten his dream on the morrow when he'd be coming back. He went down the hill and his brave heart stood still, for a headlight was shining in his face. And he whispered a prayer as he stood on the air, for he knew that would be his final race. On the wreck he was found, in the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground, as he asked them to raise his weary head. As his blessed soul he went, he said as he meant, to the maiden he thought that he would wed. There's a little white oak that I bought for our own, and I thought we'd be happy by and by. And I'll give it to you, for I know you'll be true when we meet in the golden day. Goodbye. This is a little poem that my oldest son, when he first went to school, came home and he sung to us. He spoke it. I got it wrong. I said sung, but he didn't sing it. It's a five little pandies tucked away to sleep, wrapped in strong warm blankets, piled snug and deep. Heard in a daydream a voice singing clear, "Wake up, little pansies, springtime is here." Five little pansies awoke from their sleep, shook off their blankets just for a peep. Snowflakes were falling, skies were blue and gray, bluebird and robin had scurried away. Only the cruel wind laughed as he said, "Poor little April fools hurried back to bed." Now I'm going to recite the district schoolmaster. The district schoolmaster was sitting behind his great boot-laden desk, close watching the scholar, pathetic, gay, and grotesque. As whisper the half-leafless branches, when autumn's brisk breezes have come, his little scrub thicket of pupils sent upward a half-smothered hum. There was little Tom Tibbs in the front seat, whose face was withstanding a drought, and jolly Jack Gibbs just behind him, with a rainy new moon for a mouth. There was both of the Smith girls, as studious as though they bore names that could bloom. And Jim Jones, the heaven-built mechanic, the slyest knave in the room, with a countenance as grave as a horse's and his honest eyes fixed on a pin, queer bent in a deeply laid project to tunnel Joe Hawkins' skin. Now Markham Osiris had fallen, and all of his sufferings were over. The class to the seats were retreating when footsteps were heard at the door, and four of the good district fathers marched into the room in a row, and stood themselves up by the fire, and shook off their white cloaks of snow. And the squire, a grave squire of 60, with a countenance solemn and sad, spoke thus, while the children all listened, the Lord of the Ears at the head. We've come here, schoolmaster, intending to cast an inquiring eye around concerning complaints for Henderson Falls that have lately been found, and to face off the rest of your doing, and witness what you've been about, and see whether it's paid to keep you, or whether we best turn you out. My girls are as steady as clockwork, and never gave cause for much fear, but they came home t'other evening, having over the likes of this year. I laugh, you laugh, and we laugh. He laughs, she laughs, and they. And when I asked them the meaning, his grammar is all I could get them to say. Now, if, instead of doing your duty, you're carrying on manners so to make the girls say that they love you, it's just all that I want to know. And the squire bringing his foot down, says it. As a pointer to what he had said, a joint of the pint fell upon him and laughed him square in the head. The sap flew in clouds all around him. The spotted the black all the face, and the four district fathers were spotted with black in the face. The children, intently listening, laid down all their trinkets and books, and in spite of the teacher's endeavor, laughed loud at their vicious look. And the squire, as he stalked to the doorway, swore oaths of the violet hue, and the other three goosey district fathers nodded and seemed to say, "Them air are my sentiments too."
How long have you known that 49?
I was 14 when I learned that. I spoke it in school when I was
14, and you're 85 now.
Yes.
Very good.
This song is on the humorous side. Now, old Bob Dale was a bootsuit boy, and he sold all kinds of meat. He's a real old swap, and he told for you not penny to buy a spice and me. Twas Kate Colomero in a big saloon for the greasy curly hair. That grew in a bunch on the back of his head, for the top of his head was there. Now old Northdale was dead on the night, and many was a steamy friend. To catch an old girl called Cartridge Slice, she was boss of a cartridge stand. She dies like a deep brown mackerel, the prettiest ever seen. She could look two ways and never wink once, and the color was a spicy green. Now Bob got out his little meat cart, and he harnessed the old gray mare to take flies out for the good of the health and a little country air. When Bob asked her to be his, she smiled and whispered about the child. Her teeth fell out and she lost her wig, and the old gray mare, she smiled. Here's many the sweet little fairy tales that Bob told Cartridge Flies, and many the sweet side lands they see through full of mackerel eyes. Twas charm the heart of a lobster, make it said one sympathizing tear, to hear the tale that Bob poured into Cartridge Flies of the Earth. This is the two luckless frogs, two gay young frogs from inland bogs that spent the night in drinking. When morning broke, ere they awoke, or let their eyes were blinking, there came a pail into the swale and caught them quick and wicked. if they could correct their scattered senses and bring the prayer for past defenses, the grace of grace that garish man had dumped them in the cold milk can. The can filled up, the cover down, and turned and started off the town. The luckless frost began to quake, sober off, and cold milk shake. They soon will find their breath will stop unless they swim upon the top. So they swim and kick, and kick and swim until their weary eyes grow dim. Their muscles fade, their breath goes short. At last some speaks one weary sport. Say, dear old boy, it's pretty tough to die so young, but I'm an ass of kick for life. I'll no more fight. I wasn't raised on a milk diet. Tut, tut, my lad, the other cries. The frog's not dead, till he dies. Just keep on kicking, that's my plan. We yet to see outside this care. No use, no use, faint heart is bad, turned up his toes and simply died. The other frog, and down his still, kept kicking on with right goodwill. At last, with joy too great to utter, he found his friend a lump of butter. And climbing on this jungle breeze, he floated round with greatest ease. The moral, when times are hard, no fated town, don't get discouraged and go down. Just struggle, struggle on, no more or other. I'm going to sing Pat Malone Forgot That He Was There. Times were hard in Irish town, everything at hand gone down. Pat Malone was pushed for the decay when his wife, O.S.K., he for life insurance there's been. All his money to ascend, until all of his affairs had gone to smash. Then his wife woke up and said, now dear Pat, if you were dead, that $20,000 we could take. Then Pat, he lay down and tried to make out that he had died, until he smelt the whiskey at the wake. Then Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. He raised up from the coffin and he said, if this race goes on a minute, sure the cops, he must be in it. You'll have to give me a round to keep me dead. Then the funeral drew near. All his friends did dinner appear. They all brought flowers and vases, everyone, but the one that looked the best. And it fell down the red. Towards the handsome thing, 'twas brother dear son. Over East it did look swell, the great papa into immortal. Oh, the prettiest thing on earth you ever saw. Then in the door stepped Pat O'Flynn. He was loaded down with gin. He knocked the cups and flowers on the floor. Then, at the long production he was dead. He raised up with the wreath around his head. The first runner fell away, and he left an ATA. They jumped on him, now Pat Malone is dead. And you have a hard day now. Jackknife carved miniature. The charcoal friscoes on its wall. The doors warm still. The train seat came close slowly to school when storming out spring. Long years ago, when the sun was setting, it lit up the western indoor window pane with low eaves icy at me. It touched the tangled golden curls of one who still her foot delayed while all the school was leaving. Pushing the snow to right and left, she lingered, while restlessly a turning path, the blue checked face twinkled. I'm sorry that I sent to self the word. I hate to go above you. Because the brown eyes glow and fell. Because, you see, I love you. Dear girl, for 40 years, a god upon a grave is born. He lives to learn in life's hard school, while few who go above him remember their triumph at his loss, like her, because they love him. I'll save it till I come to scratches won't count. Still count in Texas down the Rio Grande. And when I get to that, I'll stop and rest my head. Oh, I want free light, and I want fresh air, and I long to canter after the cattle. You get it all? The crack of the whip, blood, shots in the battle. The medley of horns and hoofs and heads that wars and wrangles garrison spread. The green beneath, the blue above, and life, and love, and laughter. Last year used to ride on a moss gray Mustang close by my side, from the sand off the shore to the water's tide, in Texas down to the Rio Grande. She was as bold as the billows could leap. She was wild as the breezes could blow. From a little head to a little feet, she was swayed in her supplement to and fro, where each touched a passion, a sapling pine that grows on the edge of the Kansas slough and was with the rind when the weather was rough, was rough this laughter, this love of mine. She would hunger that I might eat, would take the bitter, lead me the sweet, but once when I made her jealous of fun at something I whispered or said or done, she drew from her bosom a dear little dagger. A quick stick of lard made me stagger an inch to the left and an inch to the right, and I shouldn't be more great here tonight. But she stopped and saw me, so swiftly bound a silk scarf about the wall that I quite forgave her. Well, scratches don't count in Texas, down to the Rio Grande. The air was heavy, the length of time. I set for her side and forgot, forgot the herds that were taking her rest, forgot that the air was close to friends, that a Texas now that comes sudden and soon, in the dead of night or the blaze of noon, and once let that herd at its rest take fright, nothing on earth can stop their flight. And woe to the rider, and woe to the steed, that falls in front of their mad stampede. With that thunder, I sprang to the saddle. We come, she comes behind, then away on a hot race down the line. The Mustang flew, and we urged him on. There is one chance left, and you have but one. Pause, jump to her, shoot your horse, crouch under his cottage and take your chance. And if those steers in their sandy course don't matter, you both to pieces in one. If not, goodbye, with a quickening kiss and long drawn sigh in the open air and the open sky, the Texas shall be there. The cattle were gaining, and just I felt for my good six shooter behind in my belt, down came the Mustang, down came we,
hanging together. And what was the rest? A body that spread itself on my breast. 2 hours that sealed my dizzy head. 2 lips that close to my lips were pressed. Then came thunder in her ears. And over us there is that sea of spirits. Blows the deep blood into my eyes. And when I could drive, blast from the fear. I dodged out a grave a few feet deep, and there in her south, I laid her to sleep. And there she's lying. Then no one knows. And the summer comes, and the wind that blows. And for many days the flowers the spread the fall petals over her head. And the little gray hawk hangs the moss in the air. And the fly coyote talks here and there. And the black snake glides and glitters, lies and rips in the cottonwood tree. And the buzzard sails on, comes in its arms. Feel like a ship at sea. And I wonder why I do not care, for the things that are as the things that were, does half my heart, my dirt, there, in Texas, down the river. Well, I'll sing Bill Brandon, I'll hide. Neath the tree on the margin of the woodland, whose spreading leafy boughs sweep around, by the path leading to the o'er the prairie, when silent chances night gone around, there often I would wander in the evening when the summer wind blows softly over me. There I saw the little beauty, Belle Brandon, and we met beneath the old olive tree. There I saw the little beauty, Belle Brandon, and we met beneath the old olive tree. Branding of the mountain, in a freedom she's sported on her wings, and the safe lifestyle of the mountain is building from some far distant spring. For she loves her humble dwelling on the prairie and the farm. Lays heart close to me, for I love the little beauty Belle Brandon, and we both love the old other tree. For I love the little beauty Belle Brandon, and we both love the old other tree. On the trunk of the aged tree I carved them, and her name's on its city for my name. And I hope to tell himself neath its shelter, and murmur to the wild winds my tale. Pining on the happy dreams that night lost to me. Yes, with the little beauty Belle Brandon, and she sleeps beneath the old olive tree. Yes, with the little to with it. I belong in my heart for you, Louise, and I wonder if you also think of me. All your sweet face haunts me ever, dear Louise, and I dream I kiss you sweetly, tenderly. I seem to hear the old church chimes as in the days gone by. I seem to hear the whippoorwills sadly, and it brings me back to you, my dear Louise, and the gentle waving cornfields far away. But I belong here in my heart for you, Louise, and I seem to see the beauty of heaven. I can simply chuckle and the brave one just a moment. In my heart for you. Banquet in Misery Hall. Ready? The scene is the banquet where beauty and wealth are gathered in splendid array. But silent and sad, there's a fair woman there whose young heart is pining away. A card is brought to her, she reads the name of one that she loves long ago. But sadly she whispers, yes, they are not here, for my story he never must know. That night at the banquet in Misery Hall, she reigns like a queen on the throne. But often the tears filled her beautiful eyes as she dreamed of the love she had known. Her thoughts flowed along through the laughter and song to the day she could never recall, and she longs to find rest on her dear mother's breast at the banquet in Misery.